So, hello everybody. So, this is a new work related to extending the ALTO protocol in order to allow having one ALTO transaction containing multiple cost types. The main goal being to gain time, resources, and also to provide input to a richer choice of endpoints. So there are two parts in this draft. The first one is related to how the protocol, well, suggestions on how to extend the ALTO protocol to allow these multicast transactions. And the other one just proposes additional cost types and endpoint attributes. Okay, next slide, please. So, well, what is in this slide basically has already been introduced. Together with the extensions and additional cost types, we are also figured some rules on how to use them. The one basic extension is to figure out a cost that is that can be represented in a vector. So this means that firstly we should introduce a cost attribute which would be the cost length being equal to the number of cost type you want to get information on. In this case, of course, the implicit rule is that the ALTO client must require the cost mode numerical. This is not workable, of course, in a ordinal mode. We also propose to add statistical costs, being aware that, of course, we don't want to get any real-time information related to congestion. But I think it is very valuable to have statistics on properties of endpoints and their routing costs or routing properties. So together with statistical cost, of course, we need to associate a time frame, a validity period, such as a validity period of this data, or also a time frame in which these statistics have been computed. So the scope of these extensions would be the application clients who might use it, want to use it, is, of course, CDN, peer-to-peer, also gaming parties or parties for other applications. So the impacted ALTO services would be the endpoint cost service, the cost map, and the filtered cost map. Next slide, please. Try to go now quickly. So, sorry? Okay, so in these slides, I just modified the need for multicast ALTO transactions. I have already said most of its contents, so can go to the next one. Okay, we can go to the next one. Okay, so this is a list which is described in the draft of multicast specific attributes that we suggest to introduce. So the cost length, the extension of cost type to a vector of more than one values. The definition, of course, is necessary for a cost type ID supported by the acting ALTO server and mapping to cost vector components. Optional is also a reliability vector the real liability score associated to each metric and the time frame vector and default values, and also the rule that I already mentioned. And well, so this is a proposal of additional cost types. This is not exclusive. This is to be completed or to be amended or to be discussed, of course. And also the second group of attributes is the time frame, time to expire, counter, reliability level. And next slide. Okay.
We have. We are going to keep the line open for like 20 seconds. Okay. This work proposes some extensions that may be reasonable, maybe not reasonable. We would really like to see some discussion on the mailing list. Whoever is going to be in line for the next 18 seconds, we expect an email on the mailing list, and please do discuss this. It is interesting. And
two quick comments. One about related work.
So two emails from you.
Yes. one is about, I think this is similar to some of the sensor work. I think Martin Thompson could probably give the name of the draft. I think it was by Colin Jennings about encoding sensor values and some of the issues relating to encoding how you generate statistics for those and you communicate them. The other one is, I think this would be a really great test of how we do the cost type registry.
Thank you, Rich.